about him being a pimp. But he caught a bunch of niggas. They weren't saying mean the truth. To buy liquor. And not only that, he got this pet nigga of mine, without bathing up there, he went with him in different places. But just thought he wanted to buy some moonshine whiskey, you know? And then he'd buy it and turn it over to the prohibition agent.
Yeah. That's an interesting story.
Well, I just haven't thought about that. I know that's been 31 years ago. That'll never come up again nowhere. Because you know how the federal authorities are.
No. What about a person who came here, through here from another place? What would you call them?
Just what do you mean by that?
Well, did you have people that would come through, just wander through the country?
No. You don't mean carpetbaggers. Nothing like that. That was way before. Carpetbaggers was way before that time.
You had drummers?
Oh, you mean hobos. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd have hobos come through. Well, you don't see many of them now, but you used to just see them all the time. Sure. Pierre, since you mentioned that, during the Depression, it was a cafe over in Clinton that when I worked with the highway then, and I'd stop there in the morning and get coffee. I boarded in Clinton. I boarded in Clinton. It wasn't married. And it would be hobos at the door there, just broke. Well, the man that was running the cafe, he was a foreman out there on the PWA or something, you know, during the day. Well, I would pay for the coffee, and he would give him a couple of patty cakes, you know. And every morning, it'd be 3 or 4, they're ready for those patty cakes, and I'd pay for the coffee, and he'd give them a patty cake. And how we talked about it, is it a kind of a ring of them that you went to meet there because they'd get a little something to eat? Today, they'd be there every morning, and I'd pay for the coffee, and he'd give them the patty cakes. But it during no time, it was rough. It just wasn't no job for nobody, huh, except the PWA.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. And they just, somebody who you hadn't seen before, he was a...
Yes, well, sure, hobo. Yeah, but the main thing, when I was in trouble, but one of the main things that got me out of it, well, this Dr. Connor, Raleigh Parrish, he did more than any other judge. But I told him down there about the mob coming there to go get him, to go get him that night. And I told him, I said, I wasn't going with him because if niggas come to my house, I didn't need nobody. And they said, well, what would you do? What would you do if he'd come to your house? I said, I'd have shot him. That's what I told him, and I meant it. So I wasn't going to let no nigga come to my house and cuss my wife out. But I meant that. But I told him, they said, you didn't go with him? I said, no. I said, well, what happened? I said, this band went back home. So some of them said, we go over there, somebody gonna get hurt. He was dangerous. He was a dangerous nigga.
What would you call a person who would never spend any money?
Just what you mean by that?
Well, a person who wouldn't spend any money, wouldn't spend a cent. They'd say he was
stingy, close, yeah.
What about somebody who could get money out of other people?
How you mean, gambling?
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, I did my share of gambling, shooting craps. I loved to shoot craps.
No, just somebody who could always trying to get money from other people for something
or other. Trading, trapping, I don't know that.
Okay.
I understand your question exactly.
What about an old person who, could get around and do his work real well and was, you know, they'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still a mighty
active man, yeah.